Many souls around us are dying, while the precious moments are flying. Brother, answer the call. While the day of mercy is given, seek the lost and point them to heaven. There is mercy for all. We'll be true,
be prayer
true,
the journey
of faith is on the way, and from the fold we'll not roam.
But we will
work,
and
we'll sing
for the King,
until he calls his reapers home.
The Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma is on the air once again with another gospel broadcast, reminding you of the words of the Master who said, "Lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest."
Singing till he calls us about. We're
betraying
the journey is on the way, and from the fold we will not run.
But we will
work,
and
we will sing
for the King,
until he calls his reapers home.
A very pleasant greeting to all who are tuned to radio station XEG. This is the Mission Trail broadcast of Guthrie, Oklahoma, and your speaker is Willie Murphy. We are happy indeed to be coming your way once again by means of radio. We hope that each of you are well in both soul and body and enjoying the blessings of the Lord. We would like to remind our new listeners that we print this message and mail it each week to those who request it. There is no charge or subscription price. If you are not receiving the Mission Trail, be sure to send us your name and address that we may begin mailing it to you at once. Simply address your letter to The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Now, Guthrie is spelled G-U-T-H-R-I-E. That is Guthrie, Oklahoma. Now, for our benefit and edification, consider this scripture in Hebrews chapter 12 and beginning at verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Now, I like this scripture because it points out that it is possible to live a victorious life right here in this world. The verses preceding this are filled with experiences of those who have endured great suffering to maintain their faith in God. And yet, in spite of all their persecutions, they remained loyal and faithful to their Heavenly Father. All of this, of course, provides us with a great multitude of witnesses that such a victorious life is possible. First of all, we have the perfect example of our Savior, Jesus Christ. He is the one to whom we must look for grace if we would be overcomers. Now, in these perilous days in which we live, there are those who seem to believe it impossible to maintain a constant victorious life of faith. I once met an old gentleman in the post office, and he appeared to be quite aged. I inquired of him somewhat concerning his age. In fact, he was not too sure of his exact age, but mentioned that the last time he had checked on some of the records, he told me about what that age was. But before leaving him, I inquired, "Are you saved? Do you live for the Lord?" He came back with a statement to this effect, "Well, I try to, but do you know the people are so wicked these days until they won't let you live for the Lord?" This is the attitude that many people take. They decide there are so many other people who are wicked and ungodly, that it is impossible for one to live righteously. Friends, Let us be honest with ourselves and face the Word of God with confidence. Christ came to this world to save His people from their sins. I am of the firm opinion that He is not only able to save us from our sins, but that He is willing and ready to do it the moment we meet the conditions of His Word. Since we have considered that there have been those who were faithful, listen to the exhortation once again which was given in the first verse of this 12th chapter of Hebrews. It says, "Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us." So the first requirement for us to do is to lay aside the sinful weight. One may be ever so religious and pretend to be serving the Lord, but if the sinful things of life are still predominant in their lives, it is an evident fact that somewhere they have failed to meet these conditions. King Saul, when returning from the battle with the Amalekites, also professed to the prophet Samuel that he had obeyed the voice of the Lord, for he said, "Blessed be thou of the Lord, I have performed the commandment of the Lord." But Samuel was not so easily deceived by the smooth words of Saul's profession, and he came back with this question, "What meaneth then this bleating of the sheep in mine ears, and the lowing of the oxen which I hear?" Samuel knew that Saul had disobeyed the commandment of God, so he went on to say, "Stay, and I will tell thee what the Lord hath said to me this night." When Samuel pointed out to Saul his disobedience, Saul began to make excuses for his sin. He blamed the people and endeavored to shift the responsibility to others. But he was rejected, and from this moment on, the pleasure of God was removed from his life. He had embarked upon a dangerous voyage, which ultimately led to his own destruction. Let me emphasize that we must with patience run this race if we would find favor in the sight of God at the close of our lives. Or else, we might be classed with the type of people mentioned in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 7. I quote, "Ye did run well. Who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth?" Here is mentioned the Galatian brethren, who did accept the gospel teaching for a while, but then desired to return to the law. Indeed, there are those today who once lived a life of faith, who once separated themselves from worldly amusements and sinful habits, but now they have grown weary and departed once again, seeking for the pleasures which soon decay. Friends, let me exhort you that we must have patience and perseverance in this Christian race. It is not enough to make a start, but we must continue with our life of faith. May we not be weary as the years go by, but let us gird on the gospel armor a little tighter and the helmet of salvation, above all taking the shield of faith, with which we shall be able to be victorious even unto the very end. Let us spend a moment in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, there may be those tonight listening to this broadcast who have grown weary in this battle of faith and given up their struggle for the right. We pray that you would rekindle this fervent desire in their hearts to forsake every evil way and cling only to thee, both now and forever, for we ask it in Christ's name. Amen. Here then is a poem for you to consider. It is entitled, "Patience." Not now, my child, a little more rough tossing, a little longer on the billow's foam, a few more journeyings in the desert darkness, and then the sunshine of thy Father's home. Not now, for I have wanderers in the distance, and thou must call them in with patient love. Not now, for I have sheep upon the mountains, and thou must follow them where'er they rove. Not now, for I have loved ones sad and weary. Wilt thou not cheer them with a kindly smile? Sick ones who need thee in their lonely sorrow, will thou not tend them yet a little while? Arthur Unknown. Friends, I hope that our message tonight will be an inspiration to you, that it will help you to gird on the armor of faith and not grow weary with the toils and struggles of life. No doubt there are those tonight who have battles to fight which we know nothing about. Their struggles are greater than we're able to know, but I want to tell you that there is one who knows your struggles. He knows your need of grace. He knows your need of patience, and he is able to give you the grace to run with patience the race that is set before you. I certainly hope that each of you will do that. And if there are those listening to the broadcast tonight that you have started for heaven in the past, but for some reason you have been sidetracked by the allurements of the world, I certainly hope and trust that this will be the moment you will make that decision anew and afresh to run with patience the race that is set before you. Listen now to this song, wonderful, by Lynn and Alma Carver, Manuel and Marie Mitchell.
Wonderful is Jesus, our matchless King. Wonderful the praise which to him we sing. Wonderful the friend unto whom we cling. On the way to glory land, our Lord is leading us to glory. Oh, so wonderful is he. Wonderful is he. Wonderful is he. Lead us to realms of glory, sing as we go. Make known the love that made us free.
That made us free forever.
Wonderful salvation he is offering to all.
Our Lord is
offering to all.
He is
offering to all.
Trust him.
Wonderful is he who leads us lovingly above. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful is he. Wonderful is Jesus who saves by grace.
Yes, this is true, friend. It is a wonderful Savior. Have you experienced him for your very own?
So we seek with him an abiding place in the blessed glory land. Our Lord is leading us to glory. Oh, so wonderful is he.
Is our Savior.
Wonderful is he. Wonderful is he. Leading us to realms of glory, singing as we go. Make known the love that made us free.
That made us free forever.
Wonderful salvation he is offering to all.
Our Lord is
offering to all. Offering to all.
Trust him.
Wonderful is he who leads us lovingly above. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful is he.
This message has wonderful been brought to you by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. If you would like to have a printed copy free of charge, you may have one by sending us your request. Until next Friday night at 11 o'clock, this is Willie Murphy speaking for all of us here at the Mission Trail and saying, may God's richest blessings be yours and a very pleasant good night.
Wonderful is he, leading us to realms of glory, sing as we go. Make known the love that made us free.
That made us free forever.
Wonderful salvation he is offering to all.
Yes, our Lord is offering.